What is up, everyone? Welcome to Yala Radio. This is a bit of a different kind of episode. I just got off a phone with my grandma, and it was one of those heavier conversations where I realized there was something on her heart that she didn't want to talk about it. And for a moment I played along and we talked about the positive things and the happy things, and we got to laugh and talk and share some amusing and entertaining stories, and it was great. You know, I'm grateful for that. Really love talking to my grandmother, and I really cherish these times. But there was a part of me that knew that there's something that's on her heart, on her chest, that I didn't want her to feel it. I didn't want her to be upset, or I didn't want her to be hurt or any kind of pain, of course. While at the same time, I wanted to allow for her, while I'm in her presence, I wanted to allow for her to have that sovereignty to feel exactly what she's feeling and embrace exactly the emotions that are running through her, that are making her be whole. And everything's not always light and love and peace and rainbows. So about an after an hour of talking and sharing interests and philosophies and deep conversation, I asked her what's going on the inside. And my grandma's, she's up there in age. Don't get me wrong, she's incredibly healthy. She's 83, and for an 83-year-old woman, she's, God bless her. I just could tell that there's something that was weighing on her. And her sister passed away about a month ago, actually a month ago exactly, and I knew that had to have been affecting her, obviously. And I asked her what exactly was going on, and that's exactly what she told me, that she's seeing people around her leaving out of life. And a big part of me wanted to just make her laugh and get her to smile and say something funny, or make it seem like that's okay, and like that she shouldn't feel what she's feeling. But I realized that was an old version of myself that was not willing to accept the duality that makes the whole. That was the old version of me that wanted to believe that everything is just light, love, sunshine, laughter, smiles, and good vibes and good times. And so I just allowed my grandmother to be. And as a result of that, she got to feel so much better. We got to embrace exactly the way she felt, exactly what she's experiencing, the thoughts that are running through her mind. What was really cool was that I asked my grandmother if she's experiencing fear of any kind. And I didn't want to point out what kind, I just wanted it to come from her. And she said no. What she is experiencing is this sense of emptiness, of when a person is no longer there, There's an empty space that we feel of where that person used to be. When we would think of something, we would go and call them, and that person is no longer there. And I instantly reflected on how will I feel when she's not there, or when my mom's not there, or when my dad's not there, when my friends aren't there. I'll feel exactly as she does, I'm sure, with a tweak here and there different, but more predominantly, more so, I'll feel exactly as she does. There will be that space, and I will miss the person and people, and that's exactly as it's meant to be. We're meant to feel these things, and it felt good to just be there with her and for her, and to let her have that moment of, this is how I feel. And to not want to change anything about it. And it was beautiful. I feel a lot of the time, many of us, we don't want to accept the darker side of life. We don't want to accept the harder aspect of things. And eventually, we have to. Because eventually, the things that we don't allow for ourselves to embrace within ourselves get so big, just so that they can have our attention, that we're no longer able to avoid or hide that those things. And I didn't want that for my grandmother. I love her very much, and I don't know how much time she has left. I don't know how much time any of us have, myself included, of course. I don't know when when the last moment will be. All I know is that every moment that I am is a moment that I didn't have to be. Because every moment can be our last. And in every moment, we are reborn. That was really the only thing I could share with my grandmother, was that in every moment, we are both alive as well as not. Because that moment passed already. And that version of the us and the me is no longer here. And so in every moment, we are experiencing both life and death. Does that change anything that happened? Does that change anything that she experienced? That she is experiencing, that she's feeling? Not really. It gave her a perspective, it gave her an understanding, but it didn't change what has already taken place. Nothing can. The past is a past, and it's gone, and it's over with. But she did feel better after we spoke, and felt great to know that I didn't need to do anything. That I just, all we ever really need to be doing in moments like that, when someone is experiencing something, all we can ever really do is just be with the person and allow for them to feel. And I just wanted to record this for everyone that is tuned in and listening, that know that we all go through, well, everything that we go through in our life experience in this lifetime and in every lifetime that we're here. And it's not always a fun ride. It's not always exciting. It's not always stimulating. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. And the better we become at embracing those moments in totality, the closer we get to mastering true freedom. To embracing everything about life, everything about ourself, and everything about what we feel. Because that's what life truly is a feeling. It's a feeling process. And to not allow ourselves to feel something, to not allow ourselves to embrace a part of ourself, that's fear. That's not unconditional love, that's fear. And that is what it, well, that's really the only true sin that we can ever really commit, is one there against ourself, where we don't accept and embrace a part of ourself. So just wanted to prompt you, dear listeners, with a question. What part of yourself, what emotions, what experiences, what thoughts, what actions have you not been allowing yourself to accept and embrace? And can you find it within yourself to let that side of yourself be loved? Because that which we don't give attention to, that which we try to suppress, will eventually express itself in one way or another. That's really all I got for this episode. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you, gals. Wish you all the best, and I hope this episode I trust that it resonated with each and every one of you, and that you gained something beneficial that you can take with you forward and change your life for the better. On that note, peace and love.